It's Thursday, January 29th, 2026. Puzzle Day, which feels extremely on brand because today's AI news is basically three different puzzles stapled together. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Riley. Also, yes, this entire episode was generated by our little robot assembly line, so if we accidentally say something unhinged, that's honestly kind of the point.
Yeah. Keep the weird. Okay, headline puzzle piece number one. Prime Intellect drops Trinity Large. Everybody on X is screaming 400B, but only 13B active. Like it's a cheat code.
It sounds like a gym routine. I'm running 400, but only activating 13. Sir, that is called cardio denial.
Exactly. So let's translate it for creators and marketers. Mixture of experts means the model has a giant brain, but it only wakes up a small slice of it for each token. Efficiency shows up in two places that matter: cost per output and throughput under load.
Wait, be careful. People hear efficient and think my laptop can run it. That's not what's happening.
Thank you, Riles. Yeah, it's not runs on your MacBook in a coffee shop. It's more like, if you're hosting it, you're not paying the full compute bill of a dense 400 billion model every time it answers. It's closer to paying for about a 13 billion parameter active footprint per token, plus routing overhead.
Which is actually the part teams underestimate, like routing weirdness. You can get these spooky edge cases where it takes a left turn because it routed to the wrong expert, and then your whole evaluation harness is like, cool story, bro.
Yep. Productionizing a big mixture of experts model isn't just spin up a server. It's monitoring the router behavior, measuring consistency, and having fallbacks. And honestly, most marketing orgs don't have that muscle.
Also, open weights doesn't magically solve governance. Like, congrats, you can self-host. You can also self-host your own problems.
That's the core tension. Builders love open weights because you can wire them into workflows, you can control privacy, you can tune, you can pin versions. Execs love to ask, who's liable when it breaks? And the answer is, you are. Or your agency, or your vendor. Somebody's holding the bag.
Okay, but Hunter, question. Everyone's hyped on this hybrid local and global attention setup for Trinity. Do we actually get anything transferable for smaller models? Or is this just rich people architecture?
Great push. I think the transferable part isn't copy their secret sauce as much as it's the pattern specialize. Even in a smaller stack, you can simulate experts with routing, like a model router that sends copy edits to a fast model, compliance checks to a stricter model, and strategy to a heavier model. Same concept, less GPU drama.
So it's like mixture of experts, but for your workflow, mixture of tools, mixture of please don't embarrass me on LinkedIn.
Exactly.
All right, puzzle piece two. NVIDIA PersonaPlex 7B ranking wistful duplex voice. It can listen and talk at the same time, which is either the future of delightful voice agents or the most advanced robocall machine ever invented.
That's the line, right? Full duplex makes it feel human because humans interrupt, overlap, do those little mm-hmm signals. Traditional voice bots feel like walkie-talkies. PersonaPlex feels like a conversation.
And marketers immediately go interactive product explainers or voice UGC, where you can spin 100 variations of a creator-style read.
Yep. Also call automation, inbound lead qualification, appointment booking, customer support triage. But we have to say it, if you deploy this without guardrails, you're basically building robocalls with better UX.
With Riz. Robocalls with Riz is the darkest timeline.
So what guardrails are least dumb here? For open voice cloning and voice design, I like a few basics. Consent registry, always. A revocable permission trail. And disclosure rules that are automatic, not vibes-based.
And limits. Like, don't let your agent call people unless there's an explicit opt-in. And don't let it do voice cloning from some random uploaded clip. That's how we get congrats, it's your CEO scams.
Exactly. And for brand teams, you want voice as an asset with provenance. What voice profile was used, where, and when. If a voice goes off the rails, you need a kill switch.
Also, the training hours thing. People keep repeating under 10,000 hours of audio. My question is, how far does that get us when the call center chaos begins? Accents, interruptions, someone yelling in the background, a dog barking, a toddler doing toddler things.
It'll get you pretty far in controlled settings, especially for scripted or semi-scripted flows. But real-world phone audio is brutal. Expect failure modes around noise, crosstalk, and long sessions. The win is, it's open and you can iterate. The risk is, you have to do the iteration.
Which means human in the loop doesn't disappear, it moves. Instead of write the script, humans become supervise the system.
Nailed it.
Okay, puzzle piece three, Gemini Agentic Vision on Gemini 3 Flash. It plans steps, zooms in, annotates, and can run Python to compute stuff from images. This is the one I'm weirdly excited about.
Same. Because marketing ops is basically screenshots and chaos. Dashboards, competitor ads, pricing tables, retail shelf photos. Can someone tell me what changed? It's all visual, and it breaks normal models because of tiny text.
On like Bustle Day Energy Extension. So give me the most believable workflow where this beats a human.
Retail shelf audits. You get store photos. The model zooms, counts facings, checks if the right SCO is present, flags missing promo signage, and outputs a structured report. If you're doing that at scale, humans can't keep up.
And where it absolutely won't beat a human?
Anything that requires taste or context outside the pixels. Like, is this competitor ad smart culturally? Or will this creative offend someone? Agentic vision can annotate. It can't feel vibes, not reliably.
Also, bounding boxes can make mistakes look more official. Like, here is the exact wrong thing highlighted beautifully.
Yes. It reduces some hallucinations by grounding steps, but it can still be confidently wrong. The fix is the boring fix. Critics, thresholds, and a review loop. If the model is uncertain, it should abstain or escalate.
Which is literally what we've been yelling about lately. Guardrails, policy cards, spec tests, the grown-up stuff.
Exactly. And in the broader ecosystem, this week's vibe is models are getting more operational. Open weights for builders, real-time voice getting full duplex, and vision getting agentic. It's less write me a poem, more do the work.
And the boring but terrifying part for marketers is not that creativity disappears, it's that persuasion becomes industrial. Like, you can manufacture personalized, convincing content at scale.
Which is why lead responsibly matters. If you can automate influence, you need rules, not just for ethics, for brand survival.
Okay, quick meme check. Trinity Large. I'm huge, but I only try a little. Personaplex. Let me talk over you, but politely. Agentic vision. Enhance, enhance. Now I'm running Python on your screenshot.
Puzzle day energy.
Literally.
All right, that's it for today. Thanks for hanging with us on KoiCast.
Subscribe if you want more chaos with a side of useful.
And check out koi.com/resources for AI news and updates.
Go celebrate Puzzle Day by solving the biggest puzzle of all, how to automate your workflow without automating a disaster. Catch you next time.